You are listening to the From Scratch Body. I'm Liv, and I believe that when we make our own food from base ingredients, our bodies will thank us. I want to help you with the skills, the knowledge, and most importantly, the confidence you need to make food at home in your own kitchen on your terms to fit your body. So every week, I share a health topic or a recipe or both, which will take you on a journey to effortless cooking step by step. And you can always find the topics and recipes in writing on my website, thefromscratchbody.com. Welcome back to the From Scratch Body. This week, I'm encouraging you to take people's order. So you're putting in the effort of making food for the people you live with, and now I'm telling you that you should take orders from them as well. Don't worry, I'm going to explain why. So last week, I think it was, I made something that I make occasionally, but I haven't made it so often lately, and it is my sort of healthier fish and chips. So it's basically breaded fish. I try and use a nice bit of white fish, and I do breaded fish, and I do normally potato wedges. So it's, you know, kind of fish and chips, but a lot healthier than a takeaway. You can get the recipe for it on my website. I did that a while ago, and that is still available on there. My husband said, "This is excellent. Make this once a week, please," he said to me. Very clear, he would happily have this once a week. It's a really easy and quick meal to do, and it can be varied with the type of fish and what vegetables you have on the side, or even what type of potato, like you can do sweet potato fries, or you can even do the Swede chips, which I also have on my website, if we want to cut down on carbs. Now, I know that he enjoys it. I know he likes breaded fish, he likes breaded chicken and stuff like that, comfort food, but still pretty healthy. But he was seriously saying he could have this as a weekly meal and he wouldn't mind. Actually, I think that he would love it. And I hadn't really considered that. I have a habit of making things harder than they need to be, which is what I'm working on changing with these recent episodes and musings. And the thought of knowing that opting for this meal will be that well received every time really helps me. It was so useful that he just said that straight out. That's what he wanted. Now, my baby boy doesn't say much more than dada and uh-oh yet, but he was chomping down on that breaded fish, so that was another solid vote for the meal, I think. Which made me realise, why don't I take orders more often? As in, when you're in a restaurant and the waiter takes your order, not as in letting someone boss you around. Anyone who's the main person in charge of meals at home will probably tell you that the planning of meals is often way more daunting than actually making them. Once you're in the kitchen cooking things up, it can be pretty easy and even fun, but it's just the constant brain power needed to think of what dishes to do, how to vary what you're having, and what people may like. And then there's also the shopping list, and then actually buying everything. It may not sound like a lot, but if it's a constant thing every day or several times a day, it is the hardest part, I think, of staying consistent with actually making your food from scratch. So anything that can be done to make this a tiny bit easier, we really need to grab those opportunities. And by simply asking the people in your household, if you are the one cooking for people mostly, you can say, "May I take your order?" It doesn't have to be for today. It can be for Friday. It can be for Monday next week. It could be for, you know, whatever day that you're struggling to fill with what to make. They may not feel comfortable telling you what they want you to make, as it seems a bit demanding if you're already the person doing all the work. But if you make it clear to them that they would actually be helping you by telling you what they'd like for dinner, for lunch, for breakfast, for dessert, you name it. They get to have their favourite meals and you have to do less thinking. And you may get an answer like what my husband said to me. "I love this dish so much. Make it once a week." That's even less work. You can maybe dedicate one specific day a week to that meal. And as I say, it can still be varied slightly, so it's not exactly the same each time if you want to, you know, if you're concerned with having a properly varied diet. But even if it is, that's cool too. you've still done a homemade meal, and that's already a massive win. Depending on how involved you'd like the others in your household to be, you can ask them to, when ordering their meal, be responsible for what that requires from the supermarket. This is a great thing, especially if you have kids, because it makes them actually think about what is needed. What do we have in the home? Do we have rice already, or is that something that needs to be bought? And everyone gets involved. In our household, for example, we both use Microsoft To Do, which is an app that's brilliant for different to-do lists. I'm obsessed. I use it all the time. And you can be on lists together. You can share lists. And if one person ticks something off or adds something, it syncs instantly. This is not an ad. I just love using this app. So we can both add stuff to our shopping list, for example. And something like this, or even a more manual version, like a list hanging on the fridge or placed in a set spot on the kitchen table or a kitchen top, that could work. Whatever fits your life, but you can get people involved. Okay, so you want this meal? You need to tell me what we need to buy for it and what we already have. Or, you know, check what we already have. Tell me what I need to buy for it, and I will happily make it for you. So basically, this is another win-win for efficiency, for home cooking, and for ease. Everyone gets a bit more involved, which means less work for everybody. And people get to eat what they like to eat. You have to do less thinking and less stressing. I'd love to hear your experience if you tried taking your family's or your housemate's order. Let me know on my website in the comments if this works for you. You can also message me on social media or email me at live@thefromscratchbody.com. If you have a better idea or any further thoughts on this, I'd love to hear them as well, and I'd happily share them with the community if you're happy for me to do that. I'd love to hear your thoughts on anything to do with making home cooking more realistic, easier and quicker, which is what we're talking about these days, I'm very much into that way of thinking at the moment. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on all of this. Any tips, I'd be happy to share them and credit you, of course. Thank you for listening, and I will be here next week. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. There are tons of recipes for you to try on my website, my YouTube channel, and also on social media channels. Just search for the From Scratch Body and you'll find me. Save useful topics and inspiration for the future, and try to have fun and experiment when you cook at home. And remember, cook from scratch and your body will thank you. I'll catch you next week.